flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a favorite regrettable comment from Mayo this year, Fitzy? It's Jones and Keefe. Fitzy in for Keefe here today. Do you have a favorite regrettable moment or, viral moment from him? One of the comments he had to walk back very famously every Monday with Greg. Anything that jumped out to you specifically that really took the cake?
Oh, God, yeah. Young Thunder. When he called.
You said that earlier. That was, I kind of even overlooked that one. That's true.
I can't shake it. I really can't. Like, I told you, I think a lot of fans were immediately out on the entire Mayo administration when he called it. It just, first
Young
of all,
Thundercat.
Oh, God, don't. It's it was so cringe. I'm sorry. And I, as a king of cringe myself, who said one in many things I know that have made other people's good sensibilities and senses of humor recoil over time. My God.
I appreciate, Thunder and the organization.
He called him Thunder.
Thunder.
Somebody more than twice his age, several times. And everybody, Stacey James et al., met with him immediately afterwards and were like, yeah, that didn't test very well. We're going to go ahead and maybe never say that again. Thanks.
It's
awful. It was terrible.
It was not well thought out. And it was a real not ready for primetime moment from him. I still go back to the AVP one, rather, from last week. Was bad. You said it, I didn't.
Yep.
And I think that was where a lot of people who were giving Mayo the benefit of the doubt jumped ship. I still think calling the team soft. Like, we talked about this late last week, Fitzy. You didn't mind that.
Mm-mm.
You see how Brian Callahan handled a similar question?
Oh, Brian, is he done swearing at the podium after
it was forced, and I think we can nitpick some of the specific things he said.
Holy
but
football guy.
But I'll take his response 1,000 times out of 1,000 over
Mayo's. You can kind of shove that one right up your to be honest.
Yeah, Fitzy, that was to you. You can shove it right up there. And so, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that response a million. It's so easy. It's so easy to just be like, yeah, I mean, we lost, but we're not a soft team. Mayo couldn't even do that.
Nope. Nope. I mean, listen, the Callahan thing, when I heard it, I thought, I wonder if Mayo were to talk like this, if he were to just come out one post game and tell, he's like, you know what, Mark Daniels or Andrew Callahan or Phil Perry, Giardi, take that comment and stick it straight where the sun doesn't shine. Because, like, what?
Complete and total bullshit, if you want my honest opinion.
Yeah. Get him.
Guess what? At least I know what the identity of Brian Callahan and his team are. They're not very talented, but they're a bunch of tryhards.
Yeah,
good.
Look, Brian Callahan may not get a second year in Tennessee. He's been a disaster too, but I'll take that approach 1,000 times out of 1,000 over.
Their quarterback situation is awful.
It's bad. It's bad. Brian Callahan, by the way, beat Gerard Mayo in a related story head-to-head earlier this year. We'll get to some phone calls, 617-779-7937. David is in Medfield waiting patiently. David, hello?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Gotcha.
Hello, David.
Oh, cool. Hey, thanks very much. And I'm sure this one's been, appreciate the call, like the show. I'm sure this one's been raised before, but I'll just say something and want to hear your guys' response. I think last night was kind of a microcosm of the year. They were aggressive. They threw the ball. May is a fantastic passer. He seems like a guy that's been in the year in the league a couple of years more than just a rookie. That good. Not that he doesn't make mistakes, but so they get up to a 14-0 lead. That's fantastic. I go to a bar, start watching, see Buffalo's catching up a little more, yep. And then I see, you know, they've got the lead, and the Patriots score those points in the first quarter and don't score again until like 3 minutes left in the game, and they show the stats up there. First quarter, 22 pass attempts, and he completed 17, so another great percentage. And then they show somewhere in the fourth quarter, he's 5 of 9. I say, 9 pass attempts?
Yeah, so
they
David,
did it again.
David, it says they, here they yeah. don't use May to their full ability. That was a good recap of the game in box score. But they don't use him to his full ability. I agree with that. It was one of the few games they let him really, you know, throw aggressively mm-hmm. early on in the game, that deep shot to Booty. We went a whole week against Arizona where they didn't attempt to pass over 10 yards, for God's sakes. So I did like that. And I think Van Pelt, even though he should be safer than Covington and Mayo and even Elliott Wolf in my estimation, I don't think he gets the full amount that you should out of Drake May. And another thing that bothered me, I know this bothered your co-host on Six Rings as well, Andy Hart. Mm-hmm. He just said late last week, yeah, we're not going to do design runs with Drake May unless it's the game on the line or a playoff spot on the line. We want to protect him. And then how many design runs did they have yesterday with May? Like 2 or 3? So that feels wildly inconsistent.
And Hart's big point, the bone he had to pick last night on the postgame show was, it almost makes you think that if you go back to the Arizona game where the play calling was uber conservative and it was obviously driving Jonathan Kraft crazy, that maybe after he made his notes and he met with Mayo, because they have those weekly meetings between the coaching staff and ownership, it makes you wonder if they said, hey, next week, be more aggressive. Like, run the kid. Go for it sometimes. We got nothing to lose. We have to give these fans an entertaining product down the stretch because we're losing viewership. We're losing fandom. And I also, by the way, I'm down there for all those games. If the Patriots have 64,000 people in the seats, then my name is Jimmy Stewart. Get out of here.
So. When it comes to, like, I'm fine with design runs for May, by the way. I think they mm-hmm. should do that. But it's just odd to hear the offensive coordinator come out and say, you know, we're protecting him. And, you know, in certain spots we would do it, but we're not just going to do it to do it. And mm-hmm. then they do it the next game multiple times where it's noticeable. I wonder if all year Mayo's just been hands off all year. And now it's him or me.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.